possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
He's from InsideMDSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show. First time in a while. Jeff Urban. Jeff, first of all, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you guys?
Living the dream, Jeff, as always, getting ready for another year of Maryland football with low expectations. Hopefully they'll exceed them and exceed them in a big way. Mike Locksley was on the morning show here, and then, of course, he met with the media as well yesterday, and Mass refused to name the starting quarterback. We're all going to have to find out at the same time around noon on Saturday. But we know the candidates to get it done. You have Justin Martin, the UCLA transfer, Christian Martin, redshirt freshman, and the much ballyhooed and anticipated Malik Washington. So give us the pros and cons of all three. I guess inside intel says Christian Martin will be the guy, but who knows? But give us the pros and cons of all three, at least heading into this first three-game stretch, which they better win.
Yeah, I think, you know, my guess is still that Malik Washington wins the job. Obviously, the con with him is he's the youngest. He's a true freshman. You very rarely can win a lot of games with a true freshman quarterback at the Big Ten level. But I think he just is the sort of talent that can overcome those sort of factors. Not to say he's going to be in the Heisman conversation, but even if you're a true freshman, even if you can, you know, keep a team, keep things on the rails and do the things you're supposed to do, you know, that's a success. And then Christian Martin played well in the spring game. He's a really big guy, strong arm, not as mobile as the other two. I'm not fully sure that he's in the conversation for starter, but as you said, Mike hasn't really given up, hasn't shown much there. So, you know, until we see who runs out for that first series, all three are candidates. And then Justin Martin, the transfer from UCLA, former four-star from California, you know, he didn't look as good as the other two in the spring game. They say he's looked good, though, since then. So I think he's probably Malik Washington's biggest competition. And then you also kind of have to factor in the fact that with Washington being a freshman, maybe there's a chance that Lox wants to ease him in slowly. And I could see him splitting time in the first game or two between two quarterbacks, regardless of who the starter is. But you know, Malik is my bet, but until we see on Friday night who runs out, we really don't know.
All right. Now, we look at skill positions because we're going to keep it positive for now. Nolan Ray, like his potential because the running back room kind of got depleted. Dorian Fleming, a tight end, he's got significant upside. But talk about the wideouts where Maryland's kind of thrown a lot of dudes into the NFL mix at that position. Skill position-wise, is there enough to compete in games that they're supposed to win, certainly, and maybe enough to keep them competitive in the games they're going to be underdogs in?
Yeah, they don't have a lot of proven impact guys there. You know, Jahlil Farouk is the number one guy coming from Oklahoma. you know, put up really good numbers there before he got injured. So the expectation, they say he's looked great in the preseason. He missed spring with an injury. But, you know, he should be a number one quality receiver. And then after that, it gets a little dicey. Octavian Smith has shown signs at times. Last year, he started to put some things together a little more consistently, but he's never really done it, you know, on that level of being a number two guy. So that's a question mark. And then And then Ryan Manning, young guy from Baltimore, one of the hardest workers on the team. He's impressed this year. I think he's probably locked in that third spot. But you're right. There are a lot of questions at receiver. I guess the good news is it's a little more of a, you know, a replaceable kind of position where you can put someone in. And if you have a good quarterback, they're probably going to make some plays.
Now, Jeff, I heard Locks talking yesterday at the morning show, and he talked about he didn't have a lot of depth in the offensive line. You know, so talk to me about the offensive line, and that could influence the quarterback situation if the O-line's not great.
Yeah, that's true, Vinny. They, you know, they have most of the same guys from last year back. They did add, obviously, Isaiah Wright is back from injury. That's big for them. He was said to be maybe their best offensive lineman last year before he got injured and missed the whole season. You know, they really like Alan Heron, the kid who struggled a little bit moving up from a Division II school last year, Maryland. They say he looks like an anchor. And they have some young guys who they feel like are emerging, too. They feel like the kid, Aliyu Ba, who started at right guard last year, transferred from Georgia, will be better with a year under his belt. But, you know, we need to see it to believe it because, again, it's largely the same guys. And as Locke said, and you mentioned, the depth there is very thin. That to me is a concern. I think there's a chance. I think the offensive line should be at least somewhat improved. But if you have any injuries, there's not much behind those first five.
What's the strength of this team?
I think the defense is probably the strength. I think the defensive backs are a lot better with the two transfers they brought in, Dante Joyner from Arkansas State and Jamari Glasgow from Wake Forest. So, you know, last year's secondary was torched pretty regularly, but I think they should be improved. They did lose some veteran linebackers, but they have a lot of young talent coming up. Daniel Wingate, I think, is going to be a star. Defensive line is a question mark, but you know, they brought in a few veteran guys in the transfer portal. It's still, you know, it's still a concern. I think probably a little more confidence from what I hear. They've gotten the better of the offensive line a decent amount of the time in camp. So I think the defense is probably the strength, especially without knowing, you know, what the quarterback play is going to look like and the offensive line. And also in the secondary, Jalen Husky, I should mention, moved to safety last year from corner and has gotten really comfortable there as being, you know, mentioned in some mock drafts, arguably, you know, their best player or their best player on defense. So long story short, I think the defense is probably.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Probably the strength.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, video at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Terps FAU, coming up Saturday at noon. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. 4-8 last year when Mike Locksley said prior to the season, most talented team he has had. He has said multiple times he has no idea what this team could turn out to be? What does it need to be to ensure that Mike Locksley will be the head coach in 2026 and beyond, and hopefully have Zion Ealy along with him?
Yeah, that's a question everyone's asking, you know, and it's very hard to answer because it's a new AD. If it was still Damon Evans, we'd have a better feel for how he views Locksley and their relationship, and almost, and also, you know, the extra skin he has in the game because he's the guy who hired him, and nobody wants to fire somebody they hired. But now with Jim Smith, it's really, you know, he's saying all the right things, but, you know, we have to, you have to look at the stands last year, pretty empty. And if this year, if they don't turn it around, then there's going to be tough decisions to make. You got to get the fans back on board. But on the flip side, I think Mike's done some good things in Maryland. He took over the program in terrible shape. He won 3 bowl games in a row for the first time in the program's history. Last year was a really down year, but I think he's earned a little, you know, he's earned some political capital to where if he gets to, say, 6 wins and has this really young, talented roster, especially with the quarterback, you know, I don't think you make a move. You play it out and see what it is, especially with all that talent he has coming back. If it's less than 6, I really don't know how Jim Smith will approach it.
All right, Jeff, let's switch to men's hoops real quick. Give us an update on Adams, the McDonald's All-American, a little surgery there. And you saw, I guess, that Joe Lunardi's got the Terps as a 9 seed in his August bracketology here. And as we've talked about 1,000 times, whole new coaching staff, whole new team. So welcome to College Athletics 2025-26, I guess.
Yeah, Bob, so I actually went and sat down with Buzz for a while a few days ago. He even said he doesn't think they're bad, but are they great? I don't know. He doesn't really, that's what he's saying. Maybe he's trying to temper expectations, but I think that what you mentioned of Lunardi having them as a 9 seed seems pretty fair and pretty much the consensus right now that they look like kind of a bubble-ish team. But you know, I've never tried to project a team literally that doesn't have a single player back. All 15 guys are new players. Darius Adams, you mentioned, he's the really highly rated freshman guard. He had surgery on his right shooting hand, so they're hoping he'll be back in the month preceding the season. So that might make a little extra opportunity for some of the other guards that they have on the roster. You know, guys like Guillermo Del Pino, the kid who looked good for Spain over the summer and hit the game winner in the FIBA championship, and a few other guys. So, you know, they have a lot of what you need. I question the outside shooting. That's going to be interesting to see and see how guys come together. But you know, they do have a pretty good mix. And one thing, you know, with Buzz's team is he's going to squeeze the most, or just about the most, out of them, especially on the defensive end.
What's happening at Inside MD Sports right now, Jeff?
Oh, lots of coverage of upcoming football season, lots of recruiting news. We actually just published an article moments ago about a top recruit that Buzz is personally going after hard. So, you know, if you follow Maryland sports and you want the inside scoop, come check us out.
Jeff Urban, always great to talk to you. Football starters, we'll be talking to you a lot over the next few months, man. Have a great day.
That sounds great. Anytime.
There's Jeff Ehrman, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Buy or sell, where's the midweek money? Hopefully counting it at 12:15. And we'll talk Orioles with Jim Hunter. Kyle Bradish is back. 10 Ks, unfortunately, literally got no run support last night.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.